I've got too much time. Spit up on my hands. If I could unwind, where would I begin? Everybody walks in line, standing on.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. We opened up tonight with Greer as the band. They played their song, Happy People, off of their Happy People EP. It was a single released earlier this month. Greer is a great band. Everyone should be listening to them. Happy that they're still releasing music. I am a happy people because of it. I got a great show for you guys tonight. I hope you guys are going to enjoy. We got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to be opening up our next set here with a little bit of that. We got a classic from the band Phoenix. I should also mention, if you are a regular listener to the show, I did mention last week that this week was going to be a special themed episode. It is not due to extenuating circumstances. I can get into more details about that later, or I don't have to go into them at all. But the themed episode will be coming back again in a few weeks. Tonight, just a regular show. Still great though. Still gonna be awesome. I hope you guys are gonna enjoy the next little bit. Anyway, enough of the business side. Back to the real stuff. Opening up our next set here is Phoenix. Classic song here from off of their classic album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Here's 1901. Please enjoy.
Mm-hmm. gone bye-bye. There's a thousand other ways I'd rather kill my time. I've never really liked doing anything. I barely stood up when they threw me in the ring. I've never really wanted anyone at all, apart from Michael when he fainted during football. Fucking someone else. I'm wanting more and more to fade into the back, until I'm staring at my Michael. What a drag.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. Those songs that we just heard there were 1901 by Phoenix, How Am I Still Alive, featuring Lydia Knight by Lauren Hibbard, and The Regrets. We had Carry Me by the original Crooks and Nannies, and then we had 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. Wanted to point out to you The Regrets, who are technically a feature on that song, Lauren Hibbard's How Am I Still Alive. I love The Regrets. I think they're an awesome band. I was going to share some celebrity gossip. That is Lydia Knight, who's the lead singer of The Regrets. I think she's wonderful. She has a great voice. I love everything that The Regrets have put out. But Lydia Knight blew my mind when I found out she, I think it's still the case, she's been dating Dylan Minnette, who has an illustrious acting career, but is also one of the three members of the band Wallows, who's one of my favorite bands of all time. And so I absolutely loved that, well, two of my favorite bands are actually dating each other. But then also there's weird, fun, little insights if you look into them. For example, if you look up, if you ever watch Wallows' music video for probably one of their most famous songs, which is Are You Bored Yet with Claro in it, the whole band of the Regrets is in the audience of the club that they're singing at, which is fun. And I was reminded of that because the Regrets recently released a song called Monday that I played on the show a few weeks ago. And I don't think Wallows is anywhere in that music video, but there is actually another special guest appearance right in the middle of the song. Olivia Rodrigo is the DJ at the dance party, which is pretty fun. I love it when all of the artists are connected. But yeah, that's mostly what I want to say about that stuff. Carry Me is usually a controversial pick when I play it for my friends or loved ones. I've played it in the car once, I think, and my mom didn't quite like it, only because it has that weird middle section that is a little scary, but I think it's fun, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to play. I have a lot of things that I want to say about this next set here, pretty much every single song. But I don't know how much time we're going to have for everything, so I'm going to jump right into it, and I hope you guys enjoy it on your own, and I'll explain some of the things that I noticed about it and the things I love about it once we get there, but in the meantime, feel free to listen along and enjoy. Starting off is technically a Bristan Maroney cover of a song by Samia. Hope you guys enjoy.
God, this and We'll figure it out. I ain't coming down. Why would I need to? So much of this world is above us, baby. They might tell you that I went crazy. I'm just trying to reach you.
Thank you. Somebody to love.
autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. Songs we just heard there were Is There Something in the Movies, the Briston Maroney version by Samia. We had Surf by Mac Miller off of his posthumous album Circles. Then Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. Somebody to Love by Queen. And Strangers by The Kinks. I'm briefly mentioned before we started this that Is There Something in the Movies was a Briston Maroney version of another song. That's because Samia, when she released her 2020 album, that was, where is it here? The Baby. That was her. She wrote that album. It's a great album. Listened to it a little bit over the past week among her other works. Kind of an interesting concept. She also released The Baby Reimagined in 2021, which has pretty much, I think it's every song off of that album as a different version sung by other artists. And I am a big Briston Maroney fan, so that's how I found that version of the song. And it's why I wanted to play it first. But she's also a great artist, and people should be listening to her too. So maybe she'll be coming back in the show. Who knows? We'll see. Mac Miller, artist I probably normally wouldn't be playing. I don't usually listen to a lot of hip-hop stuff, but I do like a few things by Mac Miller. My friends are big hip-hop and R&B fans. They're always showing stuff to me, and I like that song a lot. And obviously it's a posthumous album. And I played Pink Floyd here tonight. I'm not sure if I've really played a lot of Pink Floyd this semester, but I do greatly enjoy their music. But I realistically, I probably should have played something off of Dark Side of the Moon, because I wanted to give a shout out last week to Jack, who I think is asleep right now. But him and I went out last week. There was the big eclipse that was happening. It was supposed to be, I think, the longest eclipse in like 500 years or something. We're big space nerds. And so we woke up like 4 a.m. or something. Yeah, 4 a.m. We went out. We stood outside for 45 minutes in Fletcher Field. It was rainy and wet, and it was cloudy, but we waited, and eventually the moon did emerge. It was quite a beautiful and spectacular sight to see that little sliver of the moon come out with the red hue all around it. And Jack let me play some Pink Floyd for him. And they do have a song called Eclipse off the album, but going with the vibes of tonight, nothing really seemed to work very well. So I decided to play a favorite from another friend of mine, DJ Sammy K, Have a Cigar, off of their album Wish You Were Here. And then Queen, obviously, great band, somebody to love, great song, Day at the Races, great album. But then we have The Kinks with Strangers. Strangers is, if I had to ever give my number one song of all time, it would probably be Strangers by The Kinks. It's off of their album Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1, which is quite a mouthful and always a bit of an issue when I try to put it into the Spinatron system here. But it's a great album. I don't really have the words to be able to describe what it means to me over the radio, but every time I hear that song or songs from the album, it always lifts my spirits a little bit. And so I'm very happy to be able to share it with you all tonight. We don't have a ton of time left. There are a few things that I had still hoped to be playing for you. So I'll play the things that we probably still have time for. We'll start with a very upbeat tune, one that I hope you all enjoy. We have here a classic from Stevie Wonder. Here is Sir Duke.
Opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. ringing out. There's no way the band could lose.
Never danced like this before.
Welcome back, everyone. We are out of time tonight, unfortunately, with the program, but just very briefly, the songs we heard there were Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder and Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. It's the end of the show. I am very much out of time, so I'll just say very briefly, thank you all for listening. It's been a lot of fun here in the studio. If you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week, same time, same place. 11 o'clock Mondays here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. My name is Michael. This is my show, Symposia. I hope everyone has a lovely Thanksgiving and a very restful and wonderful break. Lord knows I need it. And I hope you all find... I hope you all have a great time. But I'll see you all again next week. As always, here's the Jackson 5. I want you back. Enjoy.